Hey, mamas, before we jump into today's episode, I just want to remind you that although I am a licensed psychologist, I'm not serving here as your psychologist. This podcast is not a substitute for direct mental health care. If you're struggling with a mental health issue of any kind, please reach out to a licensed professional. You can also contact the National Suicide Crisis Line by calling or texting 988. There's no shame in having a mental health issue, and it should always be taken seriously. Welcome to the Mama Shrink Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Cynthia Hauver, licensed psychologist, certified coach, and Gen X mama of two amazing boys. My belief? You can't be an awesome mama unless you're taking care of yourself first. And that's exactly why I created Mama Shrink. You'll get my 20 plus years of experience combined with some very real life struggles. And together, we'll unpack the mental health, the physical health, even spiritual health to get you loving your mama life again. Listen, these kids of ours, they're only young once, and it goes by so fast, and you're never, ever gonna get this time back. We must learn to enjoy this wild ride of parenting. So, if you're up for it, Mama, let's do this. Welcome back, Mamas, to episode 2 of Mama Shrink. I'm so happy to have you join me again. And I love hearing from you guys. So please send me emails, topics you want me to address, questions you may have. My email is Dr. Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, at mamashrink.com. And you can check out my website at mamashrink.com. So I'm enjoying hearing from people. And if you have any topics, ideas that you want me to address on the show, I'm happy to receive that input. I'm always looking for things that people are having issues with and want to be addressed. So give me a shout out to my email and let me know what I can do to try and help you with. I have a lot of topics in mind coming up, but I just want to make sure that if anyone has something, I'm very happy to talk about it. So today I decided to talk about setting boundaries. And in the last episode, I talked about self-care. And sometimes I believe it's really hard to engage in self-care if we can't set good boundaries. So if you're still struggling with setting boundaries in your life with people, I think this is an important episode. And it's usually one that, you know, I could spend probably weeks talking about, but I'm going to just give you an overview. You know, I have clients who come to see me and we will spend lots of sessions talking about setting boundaries because this is not an easy thing for people to do. And it's an important thing for people to do, but not an easy thing. And it's even more so if some of those boundaries that you need to set in your life happen to be with family members or loved ones or people you really care about or your boss. You know, setting boundaries is really difficult for some people and for women even more so. So I hope in today's episode, I can really give you some feedback about how to just, you know, I'm touching the tip of the iceberg here with starting to set some boundaries, but I hope it helps. So I just want to start by talking about, you know, the reason we usually need to set boundaries is because there's usually someone maybe taking advantage of you. Oftentimes, it could be a toxic person in your life. I like to refer to these people as energy vampires that kind of suck you dry. So if you leave a situation and you're feeling like, wow, that just did not feel good, or my energy feels so depleted, chances are you're dealing with an energy vampire on your hands. And it's something to really start thinking about because your life is your life and you want to live it to its fullest. And when we have people in our lives who just deplete us constantly, it's not going to happen. And I'm going to talk a little bit about how a lot of people just want so much for the other person to change. And people don't change. You know, people aren't going to just change. And, you know, my clients will be the first to tell you that I always say, you know, people don't change unless they have to, you know, and change is hard. So if we keep allowing people to do things to us and they get away with it, why would they want to change? They're not going to want to change. They're getting what they want from the relationship. So it's up to us to set the boundary because someone else is not going to do that for you. And change is even hard when you want to change. And a lot of times the people who we have to set boundaries with, they don't want to change. They're okay doing what they're doing. So we have to change. That's what we have to work on today. So that's why I think boundaries are super, super important. Okay, so let's just talk about what's the benefits to setting boundaries. What are the benefits? So I've come up with a list of 10 things. I'm sure there's way more, but 10 things that I've come up with that I think are really important is you're going to feel heaviness taken off of you physically and psychologically. You'll actually feel that heaviness removed. You will be happier. You'll be less stressed. You'll feel less depressed. You'll have more time to enjoy your life. You're going to be a good role model to your children. You'll have more energy, both physically and mentally. You will have increased self-esteem, and you will bring in positive people that will enhance your life. So we can't bring in more positivity in our life if we're draining ourselves with people who don't make us feel good. So we need that space to bring in positive people. And you're going to feel empowered. You're going to feel better about yourself. And again, it's going to increase your self-esteem. You're just, at first, it might feel uncomfortable, but in the long run, it will make you feel better. I promise. I've had to do this so many times in my life with so many people. And sometimes I've dreaded it. Sometimes it's been extremely difficult, but I never regret it. I've never regretted setting a boundary with someone that I needed to set a boundary with. So I thought it would be kind of fun to kind of teach you about boundaries and how to set them by doing a little exercise with you. Just think for a moment about who's one person that comes to your mind that you'd like to set a boundary with. Like, who's someone in your life that you feel like, ugh, this person just is draining me, or I need more space away from this person. So just kind of picture that person in your mind. And then I want you to just think for a moment of what your life will look like in 2 years if this person remains in your life. And then I want you to think, what would your life look like in 2 years if you remove this person from your life? Or at least set some really firm boundaries. So in 2 years from now, what's life look like if you keep this person in your life? And what does life look like if you don't keep this person in your life? So just think about what comes up for you. And then I want you to start really realizing and saying to yourself, like, yeah, I have to be the one to do something here. This person isn't going to stop. In 2 years, whoever the person is that came to your mind is not suddenly going to change. And I want you to keep that in the forefront of your mind. Like, we cannot make other people change. You know, we cannot make other people change. And it's one of those kind of side things that, you know, people throw out the term codependence a lot. But when I think of codependency, sometimes I think about the fact that we are hoping for a result from someone else that we are never going to get. You know, we're trying to do everything we can to please the person, to make them change. But unless they are willing to do the work to change themselves, they are never going to change. And it's sad, but it's true. People don't just change. And oftentimes, people don't change unless they have to. You know, something really bad has to happen in their life to force them to change. And I don't want you to waste your time in life trying to change someone, because it is wasted time. I also want you to keep in mind that we teach people how to treat us. So that's one of my favorite sayings. We teach people how to treat us. I say this to my clients all the time. So when you think about that, you know, you're teaching someone, if someone is constantly calling you and you're picking up the phone and they are going on and on in your ear, and they don't ask you how you're doing, or they don't realize that maybe they're interrupting something, you know, you are teaching them in that moment that what they're doing is okay. Or if you allow someone to put you down, you're teaching them that that's acceptable. So whatever you're doing in your life to allow someone who's not making you feel good feel that way, you're teaching them that it's okay. So I want you to start to try and think that I'm going to teach people to treat me well, and that it's not okay to treat me this way. So that is also part of setting boundaries. So really thinking, I'm going to start trying to teach people, I want them to treat me in a way that I deserve to be treated. And I'm going to really learn to set boundaries and realize they're not going to change unless I start to do things that are going to be put in place to let them know that if they don't change, then they can't be part of your life anymore. And I know that sounds so simplistic, and it's not simplistic. It's very complicated and it's hard. And really, again, it's not something that is going to happen overnight, but it's something to just start thinking about. So when we talk about learning to set boundaries, one of the things that has to happen when you're setting boundaries with people is learning to become more assertive. And by assertive, you know, it's speaking up for yourself. And this is a very, very hard thing for people to do. Again, as I, you know, confessed in the last episode, you know, I am a people pleaser, and it is very hard for me to be assertive and tell people how I'm really feeling and thinking sometimes, because I don't want them to be upset or to not like me. And I've learned over the years that sometimes I just have to suck it up and do the hard work of being assertive. And, you know, I'm actually certified. I'm a certified assertiveness coach, and still to be assertive for me is very difficult. So this isn't something I expect people to just get right away. But what I can promise is that if you practice and practice, it will become a little bit easier. And you start with small things that you can become assertive about, maybe with people that feel a little bit more safe. And the more you practice speaking up for yourself and being assertive, the easier it will become. And once you start to see the benefits of being assertive and setting boundaries, it will become easier, because you won't want to go backwards. It'll start to feel so much better in your life that you won't want to go back. So I want you to know that, you know, I do practice what I preach, and I am always a work in progress. I think we all are. But I do know that setting boundaries with certain people in my life and being assertive at times has truly saved me, both personally and professionally. So it is very, very important. And again, just keep going back to saying to yourself, you know, we teach people how to treat us. We teach people how to treat us, and, you know, kind of make that a mantra in your mind. And when we talk about assertiveness, you know, the definition of assertiveness is a means of self-care that involves communicating honestly with yourself and with another person in a way that takes into account your rights and their rights. So I'm going to say it again because it's important. It's a means of self-care that involves communicating honestly with yourself and with the other person in a way that takes into account your rights and their rights. And the reason this is important is because so many people think that assertiveness means being bitchy. And it's not being bitchy. You know, I'm a true believer that we can say hard things, probably pretty much anything, if we word it in the right tone and use the right words and come about it from a place of compassion and calmness, so it doesn't have to come out mean or aggressive, because it's not aggressive. Being assertive is not being aggressive. So actually being aggressive or being passive aggressive are actually the complete opposite of being assertive. So when you find yourself being passive aggressive, you know, making a sideways comment towards someone, or, you know, I'll give you some more examples in a second. But, you know, when you're being aggressive or passive aggressive, you are not being assertive. So it's honest, it's open communication, it's your tone, it's your posture, it's your demeanor. All those things are very important. And, you know, you have to look at, okay, if someone were saying this to me, how would I want it to come across? So you might have to practice saying it to yourself before you actually say it to someone else. And I think when we go through being assertive, we also have to make sure that we're in a good place. Like you, it's hard to be assertive if you're angry or you're supercharged with emotion. You usually have to calm down before you can be assertive about something. Otherwise, it is going to be aggressive or passive aggressive. So let me just give you some examples. So if you've decided that your toxic person is someone you want to end a relationship, you just want to say, you know, very kindly, and I know this is simplistic, but I have to break it down simplistically for the sake of time. But, you know, you could say something like, you know, I've been thinking a lot about our relationship and I really haven't been very happy. I think I need to take a little break for a while from our relationship, and I hope you'll respect my decision. And so if you see how I worded that, you know, the person may come back and say, what? Why? What are you talking about? What do you mean you don't want to be my friend anymore? You know, and then you can calmly just go back to, I know you probably don't understand this right now, but I just really need some space. And I hope that you will try to respect my decision. And when you say it in a statement, you're not always leaving it open for discussion. You know, now that's a big one. I mean, it would be a very hard thing to do, but that's an example of being assertive. If this person is someone in your life that you want to set a boundary with, but it's someone you want to keep in your life. So let's say you don't want to end the relationship with them, but you do want to start setting some boundaries with them. You might say something like, you know, I've been thinking about it. I need to take some more time for my own needs. So I'm going to spend my drive home from work listening to some music. So I really am not going to be able to call you every day on the way home. So I know a lot of people, you know, this is like the big one I get a lot from women is, you know, I have to call my mom on the way home every day. I have to. And I'll say, well, why do you have to? Well, because I always have. And so I'll ask, well, how do you feel when you talk to your mom every day when you're driving home from work? Well, I just get stressed. I feel like she doesn't hear me. It doesn't make me feel better. And so we'll talk like, well, why are you doing that? And usually it comes back to guilt and, oh my gosh, they're going to be mad. And guess what? If you have to tell your mom that you need some space for yourself because you want to start having some quiet time before you go home and deal with your kids, and your mom can't respect that, then that's on her, you know? And so I really try to encourage people to think, okay, I'm not asking for anything that's unreasonable. And if this person gets upset with me, then I have to be a little okay with it. It might hurt at first, but what is going to happen if you don't do that? You're going to spend every day of your whole life driving home, talking to your mother who makes you crazy. So, you know, saying it's not that I won't call you, you know, sometimes, but, you know, I really just need some time for myself on the way home. So I'm not going to be able to call every day. And so you're not saying I'm not going to call you again. You're just saying I'm not going to call you every day. And if that person, you know, and it could be anybody. It could be a friend that gets you that way. You know, maybe it's your partner. I don't know. But you have to just realize, like, that is not asking for something unreasonable. You're not saying, you know, I really don't want to talk to you every day on the way home because you just bring me down. You know, you don't have to say that. All you have to say is, I want to do something for myself to calm myself down. And I just really need that space and my drive home to do that. If your toxic person that you're thinking of is someone draining your energy, you may want to say something like, you know, I realize that every time we talk, I always kind of leave the conversation feeling negative. So is there a way that maybe when we talk, we can focus on some positive things? So you're kind of pointing out, I'm just kind of tired of being negative. I don't want to talk about negative things. Can we talk about something positive? If you have a coworker that, you know, you work with and you find yourself like just eating lunch with this person every day, but they make you feel horrible and they drain your energy, you know, I think it's fine you to say something like, I'm going to start making my lunch breaks a time to sit with my thoughts. I'm going to journal a little bit. I realize during the day, I really need that break. So, you know, I'm not going to be able to eat lunch every day with you. And I get it. I could hear on the other end, like, oh my God, I can't ever say that. And you might not be able to right away, but it's something to start thinking about. I know this stuff is hard, but what is also hard is being depleted and miserable every day in your life from people who are draining your energy. If you feel like you work in an environment and, you know, say you're the boss or you're, you know, running the company or whatever, and people are constantly interrupting you, then shut your door, you know? And if someone knocks at your door, say, you know, when my door's shut, that's because I need privacy. You know, I'm sorry, I just need some time to have to myself. So if my door's shut, I really can't be disturbed. You know, and, you know, I've had to do that before and it's hard, but it's important because, you know, you need your time, you need your space for that to happen. Another thing is, you know, you want to really set up all of these things for not asking for permission. So if you notice, like the way I worded these things is saying it in a statement. So saying it in a statement doesn't really put it up for negotiation. Now, someone may try to negotiate. They may say something unkind back, but you stick to your statement because you're saying this isn't really up for negotiation. It's not asking for permission. And another way to start setting boundaries, and, you know, this is something that's often very difficult for people, but starting to say no. And I, you know, I've done presentations on this before, and I'll say to people, does everyone here know that no, N-O, is a complete sentence? You know, and I'll usually get some laughs, but I'm serious. It's like, no is a sentence. It's no, I'm not doing that. And no, I have found saying no, as hard as it was for me in the beginning, it has been the most powerful thing I have ever done for myself. I say no to a lot of things. And I have come up with a rule for myself that if it is not an absolute yes, then I make it a no. Sometimes I'll make it a maybe to soften it a little bit. But if it's something that I am like, no, this is, I just don't want to do this. You know, now, obviously, there's going to be certain things that we have to do. But I think a lot of times we convince ourselves that we have to do things when we don't because we feel bad about saying no. So, no, you know, you start saying no to people, to things. And I want you to really try to check in with yourself when someone asks a request of you, whether that be to do something, to take on another task at work, whether that be to go to a party or an event or anything. Before you say yes, you know, even if you can't make it a no, just say, I have to get back to you on that. Let me think about that. And then sit with yourself. And if everything in you is saying, I don't want to do this, try and make it a no. I mean, it will change your life, truly. So have people been disappointed when I've said no? I'm sure. I'm sure I've disappointed people. But I also found that, you know, I am getting to an age now where I'm kind of going on the second half of my life. And I'm 47, but I'm realizing, like, I don't want to spend the rest of my life saying yes to things that I don't want to be doing. And I've really accepted that I want to, you know, be kind to people and do things with people, but I'm not going to keep engaging in things and activities that don't enrich my life. And I think that's another reason why so many moms are feeling so depleted these days, is because they say yes to everything. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, I can do this. Yes, I can go do that. Yes, I can do this. And we have to start saying no. We have to. So if you take nothing else from this today, just try to start saying no to someone that's trying to take too much from you, and to you know, because that is a boundary, is to be able to say, no, I'm sorry, I can't make it. Or I would really love to go to your party this weekend. But, you know, and you don't, I mean, I know some people will be like, well, can I just lie? I mean, if you want to lie, you can. But there's ways to say, like, you know, I really would like to, but it's been a really hard week for me at work, and I just need some time to myself. I mean, there's other ways to say it without having to tell a lie. And again, this goes back to putting the oxygen mask on yourself before helping someone else. Because if we say yes to everything, then we have no room. And how can we be good parents if we're constantly running around trying to do for everyone else? And our kids see us do that. They will see that, and they will start to do the same thing. And, you know, it's still teaching our kids to be kind. And, you know, there's times where I tell my kids, like, you know, we have this event. No, it's probably not the most fun thing, but it's something we really need to do. And so it's not like anything that I don't like, I don't go to. But, you know, I keep in mind, like, I'm going to keep those to a minimum and do them and try to make the best out of them. But things that I just feel are always obligations that I find myself, or I used to find myself doing, I just don't do it anymore. And I also want you to think about, someone said this to me once, and it was very powerful, that every time you commit to something or say yes to something that you don't want to be doing, you are leaving less time for someone else. So every time you say yes to something and you really don't want to be doing it, you're saying no to something, like maybe spending time with your children or your partner, or something else that you really want to be doing. So when you look at it that way, you know, when you're saying yes to everything, then you're cheating some people out of things that might be something they need or time you need with them. And I really want you to start to think about that. You want to give your time to people who respect your time, who treat you well, who give to you in return, who nurture your soul. Like, that is so important. And that's why setting boundaries is so important. Some other ways that you can create boundaries in your life are, you know, these are simple little things you can do every day to start creating boundaries, space, clarity, because we need that more than ever these days. You know, turn the ringer off your phone. You know, like, I never keep the ringer on my phone. I have to check my phone because I'm a psychologist, and then if there's an emergency, but that ringer on my phone is never on. Hearing that ding, ding, beep, beep, whatever your ringer is, like, that just makes people feel nutty. And so that never goes off unless, like, it's something where I'm somewhere where I'm waiting for a call and it's an emergency, but I never have the ringer on the phone. I mean, my husband laughs at me because if I lose my phone, I have to go to my computer and do the find my iPhone and put the emergency thing on because I never have the ringer on. Another one that's so hard for people is don't answer the phone if you don't feel like talking. That is why we have voicemail. I don't understand. So many people will say, well, I had to pick up. No, you don't. You do not have to pick up that phone. That is why there is voicemail. So stop answering the phone. I mean, you can call someone back. You can have some space in between the call and calling them back. Like, that is why we have voicemail. You don't have to answer an email immediately. You don't have to answer a text immediately. I know we live in a society where people think that has to happen, but that's setting a boundary. So if someone knows, like, okay, I'm not on my phone all the time or checking this, eventually they'll realize, like, I might not really hear right back from this person. And again, they may be disappointed, but that's okay. We have to learn to graciously disappoint other people. Buy yourself some time. So if someone makes a request of you, again, you know, put some space in between you and answering the question. So just let them know, like, can I have some time to think about it? Because that gives you time to decide on your decision. So, you know, always say, you know, let me check my calendar. Let me see what I have going on. Let me get back to you. Because usually when someone asks us something, our first response is to say yes, when really maybe we don't have the energy or space to do that. Do a gut check. So ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, how much you want to do it. So, you know, 10 being yes, I really want to do it. 1 being no, I don't want to do this at all. And then ask yourself, so figure out what that number is. So you figure out, okay, in my gut, do I really want to do this? Do I really not want to do this? And then ask yourself, if I knew this person would not be upset with me, if I said no, what would I do? Because a lot of times I bet you're going to find that the gut doesn't match with you basing it on whether they would be upset or not. So it's a good way to check in. So if you're like, oh gosh, no, this is a 2, like there is no way I want to do this. But if you knew the person was going to be upset, would you still do it? Or if you knew, oh, they'll be okay with it, would you say, no, I can't? Because then you're going to start to recognize those energy vampires, because the ones that you're always worried about upsetting, you're basing so much of your answer based on how they're going to feel about you. And of course, you know, even people who are great people might be a little disappointed, but they have to learn to be okay with that. So that's, you know, very, very important. I always tell people to try and tell the truth with grace and love. You know, like, I'm sorry I have to let you down on this, or I feel bad about letting you down, but I just can't fit anything else in my schedule right now. Or if it's at work, I'm sorry, I really can't fit another project in right now. Try to take a break every day. You know, everyone has different schedules, but if you have a lunch break, I mean, actually take a break, do something unrelated to work. And try to spend that time either with yourself or with people who restore you and make you feel good. Set reasonable hours for yourself. So even if you're your own boss, you know, I arrive at this time, I stop at this time, because that's a boundary too. And we're setting boundaries with other people on that and for ourselves. And start to delegate to other people. Oh, this is so hard for moms. Moms have such a hard time delegating to other people or asking for help. And really, you know, we need to like ask for help. It's so important for us to ask the help. I'll probably do a whole show on asking for help. And especially with our kids, because our kids should be helping us as they get to a certain age. We should not be doing everything for our children. You know, I had a client the other day who was telling me that, you know, 21-year-old still doing their laundry for them. And I was like, why? Why? That has to stop immediately. So we have to delegate. And stop taking on more than you can handle. You know, it's okay to stop taking on more things and breathe and just say, no, I can't take any more. And if we don't do this and set these boundaries, then we have burnout, and burnout is not pretty. So again, when you think about boundaries, you know, we all have 24 hours in a day. We want to use them well. And, you know, again, go back to that question, what's my life going to be like in 2 years if I continue to let this happen? Or what will my life look like in 2 years if I, you know, don't set this boundary, you know, or if I do set the boundary? And I really want you to know that a lot of people in your life, especially if they're toxic, they might not like these boundaries you're setting. And you may get a lot of feedback from people that have things like, you've changed, or you seem selfish, or what's wrong with you? That's okay. You know, when I'm working with people in therapy, I always tell them, you know, after people come to therapy, a lot of times, you know, the person in their life doesn't usually like me as their therapist very much because I'm helping them to help themselves. I'm helping them to set tools and boundaries. And it's okay if someone is disappointed and upset. Like, they have to get over it. And sometimes they're not going to like it, but this is your life. And again, it's not being selfish. You know, there's a balance here. But if you don't start doing this for yourself, no one's going to. So I just want to end today talking just quickly about setting some boundaries with your children. And I'll, you know, at some point I'll do an episode on that because I think that's really important. But children need boundaries. So, you know, children will say they don't like boundaries because they don't in the moment, but they absolutely need them. And I will talk, actually, I'll do a whole separate episode on this because it's a big topic. But just keep in mind that boundaries go with our children too. So if you're the parent, it's your job to create boundaries. And if you're doing parenting right, then a lot of times our kids aren't going to be happy with us, but they need them. They need boundaries. They need to know that boundaries are a good thing and that the world has boundaries. You know, that they, when they go out into the world, they're not going to have everything they want, that people are going to say no to them. So I will talk about that in a whole other episode because that's just a big charged topic. So really just focusing on setting one goal for yourself, one little way you can start to set a boundary in your life, start to say no to more things you don't want to do. I know this is difficult. I know it because I've done it. I have worked on boundary setting for probably 15 years since I started really learning about it as I became a psychologist. And it's hard, but it's life-changing and it's important. And when we have kids, it's super important because we need that time. We need to teach them boundaries. We can't, you know, kids do not learn by what you say. They learn by what you do. So if, you know, you're someone where your mom is taking advantage of you, then, you know, they're going to see that, you know, and so you want to set that boundary and start modeling the behavior that you want your kids to have. Super important. And I want all you moms out there to start having time for you and to enjoy your life because, you know, you deserve it. You know, being a mom is hard. So that's all I have for today. So I hope you tune in next week. And again, if you want to know more about me, you want to get some freebies, go over to my website at www.mamashrink.com. You can email me at drcynthia@mamashrink.com. Thank you so much for listening, mamas. I really value your time. And if you like this episode, please share it with a friend. And leave a review because they always help. If you want to learn more about me, just head on over to my website at drcynthiah.com. And you can find me on the socials at dr.cynthiahover. Until next week, please keep on taking care of you because life really is too short not to be happy.